Our work in the Washington area. Tacoma Park, Washington, July 20th, 1904. I wish to express my gratitude to my Heavenly Father for the work that is being done on the school land here at Tacoma Park. A day or two ago, I drove over the ground with my son and Brother Baird. They explained their plans to me and showed me the buildings going up. All who were on the grounds seemed to be working diligently and disinterestedly. Last Sabbath, I spoke in the Tacoma Hall, which was well filled. I spoke from the 15th chapter of John, and my own soul was refreshed as I dwelt upon this important subject. A number of the citizens were present, and the owner of the hall was there also. On Sunday, I spoke in the M Street Memorial Church to the company of workers who have gathered in Washington to hold tent meetings and to do Bible work. My heart is filled with a longing desire that all who connect with this important work shall themselves have a daily experience in the things of God, that they may fill the place assigned them in the way that will win the Lord's approval. They are to be thorough in all that they do. On this point, we cannot be too urgent. Each worker should feel that he is on trial and should strive to do his work in such a way that it will stand the test of the heavenly watchers. We have excellent workers engaged in the work on the school ground. Brother Baird, who has charge of the building operations, is a man of much skill in building, and he knows how to deal with mines. If the workers will walk and work with God, they may have a precious experience meeting every day, for the Lord takes a special interest in his faithful workers. The work that they are doing is the Lord's work, and his angels are round about them. We certainly see the hand of the Lord in the establishment of the work in this place. The message received is that this work should have been done many years ago. The call for help that is being made should have been made long ago. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them." Exodus 25, verse 1 to 8. And they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. Exodus 35, verse 21. The work went forward according to the word of the Lord. A sanctuary was built that could be taken from place to place, that in all the travels of the children of Israel, the knowledge of God should be made known. We would now stir up the minds of our people in America to give willingly to the work that is being carried forward in Tacoma Park. A school and a sanitarium are to be established in this place. A building in which public work can be done is to be erected. As soon as possible, school and sanitarium work should be set in operation. We hope that no one will become weary in the special effort that is being made to erect memorials for God in this important place. No slack, slipshod work is to be done. The means that is sent in should be used in the most careful, economical way. All our churches should show an unselfish interest in this work, doing all in their power to hasten it forward. If there are those who are tempted to be extravagant in dress or in other things, let them restrain their desires and remember that God calls upon them to show a special interest in the buildings that are being put up at Tacoma Park. Let them be careful not to set an example that would lead others to extravagance. The buildings are to be put up and furnished without display or an unnecessary expenditure of means. The Lord expects His people to take hold of this work with willingness, with a ready mind, even if it requires some sacrifice on their part. He is willing to give wisdom to those who are engaged in the erection of the buildings and to those who shall be chosen to carry forward the work in these buildings. He now asks his people to offer willingly of their means, that the work on the buildings may be brought to completion. God will surely bless those who will heed the command, "Arise and build a memorial for me in Washington." Let all his people take an active, unselfish interest in the advancement of the work that the Lord has declared should be done. Let no one yield to selfishness or give with a grudging spirit. Give liberally, that the work may make rapid advancement. Recently, our brethren have been able to purchase lumber at a very low price. How glad I am that they had the money in hand and were able to take advantage of so favorable an opportunity to save money. For every such favor, we will thank the Lord.
Those who are working on the ground show a willingness to do their best. We pray that the Lord's blessing may rest upon them all, that everything may be in accordance with His will. As the work advances, the workers will gain great blessing in seeing that the Lord answers the prayers ascending to Him. His name is to be glorified. His truth is to find standing room here. The Lord God of Israel is in the work in this place, and we acknowledge it. As I read the directions that were given to the children of Israel regarding the building of the tabernacle, I feel sure that the work will be established here in Washington, for God has said that it is to be. This place is to show forth His praise.